Times says there's an implicit threat here. We'll take your calls. We'll discuss it further. And we'll talk to Elizabeth Schultz from the Fairfax County School Board. It's 8 o'clock. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. The Obama administration is issuing guidance today directing public schools nationwide to allow transgender students to use bathrooms matching their gender identity. A joint letter from the Departments of Education and Justice is going out to schools with guidelines to ensure that, quote, transgender students enjoy a supportive and non-discriminatory school environment. And the letter reportedly contains an implicit threat that schools could lose funding if they don't comply. Metro trains were single tracking earlier this morning on a portion of the Red Line due to another incidence of an arcing insulator. Those are becoming a weekly occurrence on Metro. Now the transit agency's new chief safety officer says there isn't a single solution to fix them.
Because arcing insulators can be caused by a number of problems, according to Metro's new chief safety officer, Patrick Lavin.
You could have it from water intrusion, you could have it from a poor maintenance program, you can have it for a piece of equipment that has outlived its useful lifespan.
Water and debris touching the third rails have caused recent arcing insulators in Metro. Lavin says before Metro can fix its arcing insulators,
you have to diagnose what the problem is at each location and come up with a holistic plan on how to address it overall.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's not clear yet how far yesterday's meetings here in Washington went in repairing the deep fractures in the GOP, but Republicans are sounding optimistic.
After the meeting, I asked Trump's former rival, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, about the rest of the party falling in line.
Parties usually work things out and get to a unity. I think we'll get there.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, among Trump's most strident critics, changing his tone. Graham said in a statement, I had a cordial, pleasant phone conversation with Trump. I congratulated him on winning the Republican nomination for president. Now all eyes will be on the party's next steps and what endorsements, if any, will follow.
Correspondent Manu Raju. A scare last evening at Joint Base Andrews.
The facility was locked down just after 5 p.m. after a woman walked into the visitor control center saying she had a bomb strapped to her chest. Nearby residents and base personnel were told to avoid the area while emergency crews discredited her claim. On its Twitter account, the base said the woman was apprehended and no explosive devices were found. Joint Base Andrews, or Andrews Air Force Base, is in Prince George's County, Maryland. It's best known for being the home of two aircraft that serve as Air Force One. I'm Mark Chase.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is making another round of cuts in state fees.
The cuts, which Governor Hogan says are projected to save businesses and taxpayers in Maryland more than $60 million over the next 5 years, are being handled in a number of ways, including lowering the EasyPass transponder fee by $1.50 and the elimination of a $300 application fee for hospice care programs.
It's clear that we've already been able to bring some real change to a state that desperately needed it. But there's still a great more work to be done.
Also, veterans will be able to get into every Maryland state park for half price. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,721, the Nasdaq at 4737. Sports, the O's get their fifth straight win. The Nats have the night off. They open a home series against the Marlins tonight. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You know, we talk a lot on this show about our friends in the news media.
Chris Plant is on.
I'm making quotation marks with my fingers.
9 to noon.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
May is National Military Appreciation Month, and my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company are partnering with Homes for Our Troops to provide windows for the homes of our local heroes. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. As you may know, Thompson Creek Window Company is the local company that does it all. They design, build, and install their own windows. Each Thompson Creek window is custom made for our unique local climate and made to precisely fit your home. Thompson Creek windows reduce outside noise, improving the quality of your life. Plus, they can lower your utility bills and increase the value of your home. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments for 18 months. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. Visit ThompsonCreek.com for details and support Thompson Creek, a local company that also supports our local heroes. Pick up your phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home.
Sweet Thompson Creek.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience, Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, watch for delays quickly growing as you come off of the inbound 11th Street Bridge and continue on the westbound freeway. After the 3rd Street Tunnel, Main Avenue, D.C. police responding to a crash right in that area. If you're coming out of Virginia off the 14th Street Bridge, volume, most of that extending down onto lower 14th Street and now also over to Main Avenue as well. To the Wilson Bridge, lighter than normal. So we have good news there. Just about any of the delay we had earlier cleared out. Alexandria, Telegraph Road at Huntington Avenue. A little bit sluggish to try to get through that intersection. Problems with the light, but now police are there to direct you through. Let's go George Washington Parkway. Southbound emergency road cruiser still out. Southbound George Washington Parkway at Turkey Run. This is about a mile inside the Beltway. You lose the left lane of two. An extra volume for everyone looking for a detour. Cabin John Parkway, Clara Barton Parkway, Georgetown Pike picks up those extra delays for commuters looking for an alternate. 270, no problems, just stop and go volume in stretches through Hyattstown out of Urbana and again into Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little more rain coming, didn't have any yesterday. That was surely a big change. 75 today, scattered showers, thunderstorms coming in from the west. That looks like midday and it may rain for a few hours. And then we'll clear tonight, 56. Tomorrow afternoon, thunderstorms, could be some wind, maybe some small hail, 73. Drying out by Sunday, highs only in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Alexandria, 63 in Olney, 63 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. Mark Cuban's secret weapon to beating Donald Trump in November? Out-Trump him. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:35 this morning, we're talking to Fairfax County School Board member Elizabeth Schultz, and here's why. Overnight, we have learned that the Obama administration is sending a letter to every school district in the country. And the letter says, adopt our transgendered bathroom policies and our transgender policies, or we will withhold your federal funding, or we will sue you. That's right. You think it doesn't apply to you? If you've got a kid in a public school, you just got dragged into this controversy. We'll talk about it. We'll take your calls. We'll talk to Elizabeth Schultz at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
In fact, we're going to take your calls on that issue coming up in just 10 minutes. So if you want to chime in now, 888-630-WMAL, what do you plan to do with your kids in public school? Homeschool, private school, or fight City Hall? We want to hear from you, 888-630-WMAL. Joining us right now, Vince Colonnaise. He is the executive editor of the Daily Caller. Thanks for joining us, Vince.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Well, you know, we keep hearing the media say, oh, this Republican primary process, it's such a circus. It's such a sideshow. It's a carnival. It's a reality show. What do you call what the media did yesterday with this? Yeah, they blocked the streets down there in South Capitol outside the RNC headquarters. It truly was a circus atmosphere, all created by the media, solely because the presumptive nominee was having a meeting with Chairman Priebus and Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. It was amazing.
They love the circus.
Yes.
Why would you, it's funny to hear them hold it in judgment, too, as if it's not the number one thing benefiting their bottom line right now.
Well, what actually happened in this meeting with all this media attention?
I wish I could tell you. Actually, for a meeting with a couple people in Washington, and it's been amazingly well-guarded in terms of what actually went down in that room. But I would say that I felt like Paul Ryan did give us some clear signals yesterday about what the holdups were, by mentioning, I think, the scope of the executive. I think Paul Ryan came into this meeting very concerned about what it meant to be president of the United States and what the role of the president is and what the role of the president is not. And it sounded to me, if reading between the lines of his statements yesterday, that he just wants to be clear with Donald Trump that, hey, look, you know what your constitutional limitations are if you're president of the United States, because we don't need another executive who's going to overreach in terms of what he's allowed to do, and especially when it comes to trying to make law from the White House. And clearly, Donald Trump has said some things during the campaign that would give somebody who believes in a restrained executive pause, like saying that, you know, if Ford moves their operations across the border and tries to import car parts, things like, you know, suddenly imposing a 35% tax on those parts. So what does that mean? How is that going to happen? And who's going to be involved with it? Will it just be the president? That can't happen. That's not constitutional.
Yeah, and you may be right about that. I think by all accounts, most people said that the conversations were fairly positive, warm. The Speaker Wright even said that he found Donald Trump to be warm and engaging, I believe is the term that he used. But at the end of it all, Ryan did not come out and explicitly endorse Donald Trump. What do you read into that?
Well, you know, I've been following this. I mean, obviously everyone's been following Paul Ryan here and what he's been trying to navigate with Donald Trump through this very like public negotiation. And my sense of this has been that he's the first Republican, I think, in a while who has kind of come at Donald Trump in his preferred style, which is, okay, don't attack the guy. Don't viciously, you know, don't go for the low blow. Don't rule him out. Say what's on your mind, but you don't have to necessarily do it in public. Make it like in private. Make it a public negotiation. Come out and be like, hey, there's some holdups. I can support the guy, but I'm not quite there yet. And in a sense, Paul Ryan has taken the most adult position, I think, of almost any Republican when dealing with Donald Trump, which is, hey, yeah, I've got disagreements with you, but we can fix you. We can make you better. Hmm. And think about all the Republicans you now hear from or know who totally ruled that scenario out. Like, I can fix that guy. Never Trump. Hashtag never Trump. And Paul Ryan, in a sense, is becoming, I think, the gateway drug for many of these so-called never Trump people to come around, who at least would go give them an opportunity, a permission slip to start thinking, you know what, maybe I could support this guy if he comes along with a few concessions.
When I hear you say that, though, there are a couple of things come to mind. Number one, a lot of Republicans were not happy with Paul Ryan for taking this position. And number two, if Paul Ryan thinks that he can somehow tame or fix Donald Trump, doesn't that diminish Trump's appeal to those people who don't want him to be tamed, don't want him to be brought into the fold?
Well, they certainly a lot of Trump's appeal is, I think, not simply boiled down to one thing. I don't think it's just, you know, his position on one item. Certainly his positions have changed throughout the course of the race. We've all sort of watched this happen. But from time to time, he's placed some intensity on some things. Now he's coming back and saying some things were suggestions, like, you know, mentioning the extent to which he would try and institute a ban on Muslim immigration in the United States for a short term. So, yeah, there are things about Donald Trump that I think are appealing individually. But I don't think that Paul Ryan asking for concessions from Trump, I don't think that's going to necessarily offend Trump's base. They like to see him come out and say that he's trying to make a deal. And right now, that's his position. He's like, yeah, I'm going to make a deal with the Republican Party. I'm a conservative, and I'm a Republican, and I'd like to have a unified Republican Party to defeat Hillary Clinton. I think that very few people are going to fall off hearing something like that.
But your position, if I'm understanding it, is that Paul Ryan almost serves as a surrogate for any Republican right now who is hesitant to support Donald Trump for one reason or another. In other words, if and when we suspect Donald Trump converts Paul Ryan and Ryan says, yes, we're unified, that then becomes sort of the, as you put it, the gateway drug. It's like, okay,
right.
if Ryan can jump on board, so can I.
For sure. And by the way, all of those people who are probably fit squarely within the camp of those who oppose Donald Trump probably find Paul Ryan to be very likable and principled and are happy with him as Speaker of the House, presumably.
And those who don't like him are probably already on Team Trump.
Right, exactly. So you have that, and I think that Paul Ryan is going to be a way for people to say, okay, look, if the Speaker of the House, this guy who is as studious as anyone in all of Congress, can come to the decision that Donald Trump's the guy, I can get there too. And I think that people are watching that. And I don't think Paul Ryan's going to come out at the end of this and be like, I'm not supporting Trump. We've seen Paul Ryan's negotiating skills. When he said, hey, I'm not going to be Speaker of the House, guess what happened? He's Speaker of the House now. So if he's like middling, if he's like halfway there, like, hey, I might support Donald Trump, chances are this guy's supporting Donald Trump.
He's just
Trump
trying to figure out a way to get there. Yeah, Vince Colanese is our guest executive editor of the Daily Caller. Really fast, I'm just curious, your take, is the prospect of 4 years of the Clintons back in the White House really the coalescing force here? They're not really bonding around conservative or Republican ideals. This is pure strategy about we've got to stop Hillary Clinton, or am I missing something?
Yeah, you would think that would be a dramatic driving force, but bring it back to policy for a second. If it's about Hillary Clinton, just ask yourself some simple questions. Who would you rather have picking the next 1 to 3 Supreme Court justices? Who do you think is going to hurt race relations more in the United States? Who do you think is going to pose a greater threat to the Second Amendment? Who do you think is going to pose a greater threat to Christian values? If those are questions that are at the top of your mind in terms of how you're going to pick the next president, that is the sorting mechanism. And my sense is that many Republicans are going to go, you know what? We need to go with Donald Trump because I don't like the outcome of Hillary is at the helm of those questions.
All right, Vince Colonnais, thanks for joining us for a wrap-up of yesterday's big event here in D.C. It's funny. See, I mentioned Hillary Clinton on the prospect of 4 years, and he goes into policies, issues like Second Amendment. I'm just thinking about her laugh.
Yeah.
You know, 4 years of... See, yeah. If that doesn't unify the party behind Trump, I don't know what
will. I can be unified about it.
But I guess he's right about the Supreme Court justices,
too. I can be unified against that, for sure. Yeah,
all right.
It is now 8:15 on WMAL. You want to ask the question again real quick?
We got it.
We got it. Okay, at 8:15 now, time for traffic and weather. 10 minutes are first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Traffic Cleaning Traffic Center.
You could play that laugh all the time. It makes me laugh. All right, here we go. According to U.S. Park Police, they have now reopened the lanes of the George Washington Parkway. They've just wrapped up doing the emergency repairs southbound George Washington Parkway, right at Turkey Run inside the Beltway. Large potholes culprit. And quickly, the delays are starting to ease right as you come off the Beltway. But still on the Beltway and across the Legion Bridge, watch for volume, and picked up extra delays as the Georgetown Pike, Clara Barton Parkway, and Cabin John Parkways. Commuters were looking for alternates for the G-Dub. On the inner loop of the Beltway, leaving Springfield through Annandale, Tysons, just some of the stop and go. South of the Beltway, problems with the signal light at Telegraph Road and Huntington Avenue. Metro Rail. Expect delays on the line approaching, Red Line approaching Shady Grove due to a train that needed to be offloaded at Van Ness due to mechanical issues, so I'll keep you posted on that. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, slowing. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, so listen, there's a lot of rain in this forecast. Showers, scattered thunderstorms today, a 90% chance. A high near 75, though, and by the way, could be breezy. Tonight, mainly clear, 56. Tomorrow, early, it's going to be pretty good, apparently. But then there's going to be some thunderstorms move in. Some of them could have gusty winds and small hail and a high of 73. The chance of rain tomorrow, 80%. Then Saturday night, it's clear again. It's like clear, rain. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy, temperatures in the low 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 58 degrees, 8:18 on WMAL.
This election could have an enormous negative impact on how your long-term capital gains are taxed. Call 301-924-2160 for a free consultation from the advisors at Eaglestone Tax and Wealth to go over your current investment strategy or find them at EaglestoneTaxWealth.com.
Man, I feel like a woman.
We learned late last night via the New York Times that today a directive will be issued by the Commissar of Schools here in Dear Leader's capital city to all public schools, elementary, secondary, primary, colleges, any school in America that's receiving public funding from Washington, D.C., and that is the vast majority of schools, they will be commanded by Air Leader to make sure that they adopt the administration's transgender bathroom and locker room rules.
Ugh.
So this ain't a North Carolina issue. This ain't a San Francisco issue. This is a you issue now.
This is a Montgomery County, Fairfax. This is right
Loudoun,
in your backyard.
This is in Frederick. Yeah. This is in Prince George's and in the district. Your kid is now going to have to adopt to the rules of the Obama administration's interpretation of gender when it comes to the most private moments of their lives when they're outside of your home. And that would be in the public restroom at the school and the locker room at the school. And we want to know what you're going to do about it. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WML. I want to let you know at 835, Elizabeth Schultz, who sits on the Fairfax School Board, she will join us. We'll find out what she's going to do about it, but I want to hear from you.
I'm sorry. I can't wait to jump in.
I know. Go ahead.
You know, I was going to say, the thing that I'm shocked by here is the implicit threat, because this comes from the Department of Education and the Department of Justice. And even the New York Times write-up of this story says, within this letter is an implicit threat. That's right. That's what we've come to. The federal government, the Obama administration, is threatening school districts all over this country. Adopt our policy, see it our way, or it'd sure be a shame if something happened to your nice federal funding. It'd sure be a shame if we had to drag your butts into court and sue you. That's what's being said here.
Brian, they're taking the Little Sisters of Mercy, I believe was the name of the nuns, to court and all the way to the Supreme Court because they want to make sure that the nuns provide birth control and abortions to anyone who works for them through Obamacare. I'm only shocked that after 7.5 years of transforming the United States of America as we know it, you're shocked that they're doing this. This is completely in keeping with Heather.
I know it is in keeping, but the audacity is shocking.
Yeah, that he ran on
just,
audacity.
Just astonishing.
Howard in Manassas, you're first up on WMAL. What you going to do about it, Howard?
Well, unfortunately, I probably am going to be whipped like a little slave that can't do much. I have two boys out here in Prince William County. If I had girls, I'd be much more concerned. But as a citizen, I am concerned. And the thing that messes with my brain, your last guy's talking about Paul Ryan talking about Trump and he doesn't, you know, unconstitutional, all this, that, and the other. That's why so many of us are so dadgum angry, because Ryan and all those other guys don't seem to be so concerned about our president, our king in chief, doing what he's doing. Why don't they get all mad about what Obama's doing and get after him?
Let me just say, give them a chance, because it just came out last night. They may well respond today.
Howard's point is there have been plenty of things that have come down the pike that they haven't done a whole lot about.
Yeah, not like this.
Jerry and Prince Frederick, you're on WMAO. What do you say, Jerry?
Good morning. My son is graduating this year. And one of the college he's going to, I'm sending him to a private college in North Carolina, so he doesn't have to deal with this mess. I think it's ridiculous, you know, that there's nobody standing up for the regular people in this world, and people are just laying down for this. I will continue to fight this, even though my son is going out of school. I will continue to fight it until the last breath I have.
Well, and there is one elected official already on record. I told you this broke late last night, but at midnight last night, Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, says, we will fight this. Of course, he was the governor who led the lawsuit that is stopping President Obama so far in his move on border children and the illegal amnesty that he has provided. So governor of Texas will fight it. I want to know how you're going to fight it. 888-630-WMAL.
We will have more of your calls in just a moment. Right now it is 8:22 and traffic and weather is just a short distance ahead.
Here's a quiz. Is identity theft just when someone other than you puts charges on your credit card? Nope, that's part of it. But identity theft is actually when someone pretends they're you for any number of undesirable reasons, like opening new accounts or a utility bill. Is it true that identity theft can't happen to you? Nope. 1 in 4 people have experienced identity theft. Will LifeLock help you more with identity theft than free credit monitoring will? Yep. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects a huge range of identity threats. And if you ever have a problem, one of our U.S.-based agents will work to resolve it. So how'd you do on the quiz? Come on, how'd you really do? No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you get a versus a when it comes to identity protection. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock to get 10% off now. LifeLock.
Larry O'Connor here. If you're in the market to sell your home, I want to tell you about my good friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams and how they help others just like you. Justin and Heather over in Woodbridge needed to sell their home quickly and efficiently as they were expecting a baby and also planning to relocate. They interviewed 3 other agents and decided to call the Reynolds team. They were thrilled they did because Debbie and Sarah sold it fast at above asking price. They also sold Paul and Pauline's home in Sterling after only 4 days on the market. Debbie and Sarah can sell your home too. Don't throw away thousands of dollars and waste time having your home sit on the market. Debbie and Sarah sell homes 3 times faster and get their sellers $30,000 more dollars than the average agent. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy your home for a price you agree on. Guaranteed. Call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
When you think about financial planning, does life insurance come to mind?
Life insurance can play an important role in your financial plan, but a significant number of people are underinsured. Hi, this is Greg Smith, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. Call us to discuss the relationship of your life insurance and your overall financial plan.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. To reach Greg, call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor.
It is now 8:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we still have the Beltway in Virginia slow each direction to merge onto the George Washington Parkway. However, the emergency road crews have completed the pothole filling and the lanes have been reopened. So once you get onto the George Washington Parkway, the first set of delays that I'm seeing right as you pass the overlooks heading south down toward the Key Bridge. Loudoun County still dealing with a serious crash and now an oil spill cleanup eastbound Route 9. If you're heading into Hillsboro just after Harper's Ferry Road, they've had that closed because of this crash. Watch for police direction and their detour on 95 wide open coming northbound out of Dale City. In fact, out of Stafford through to the Beltway light 395, a bit of volume in Shirlington again at the 14th Street Bridge. DDOT quick clear here. The crash on the westbound freeway at Main Avenue as you come past the 3rd Street Tunnel heading toward the 14th Street Bridge. Love that. And better news in Frederick. All lanes have been reopened on I-70 as you leave 270 and those delays quickly eased. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate mycleanpc software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few hours of showers, then it's probably done. Around midday into early afternoon, a round of showers, a few thunderstorms, 75 degrees. Then overnight tonight, we'll clear 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 59 degrees. It is now 8:27.
Taking your calls on what you're going to do to push back against the Obama administration's dictate now to all schools that receive federal funding that they must comply with transgender bathroom and locker room rules. How about Paul Manassas here on WMAL? Go, Paul.
Hey, how are you guys? Good morning.
What do you think, Paul?
Well, I've been a coach for many years, cross-country and track and field, but one issue that I am not hearing about that I believe is going to occur is when a transgender, let's say, guy says he's a girl and he wants to compete on the girls' team.
I know.
I think it's going to change high school sports altogether because you're not going to have guys' teams or girls' teams. And most times the guys are a little more physical and they're going to be able to outperform the women.
Of course.
It's going to change the sports program altogether.
You're right, Paul. And ironically, they are using Title IX of the Education Code passed in 1972
right.
to combat against sexual discrimination in public schools. The thing that many people point to that gave a rise to women's sports in America because suddenly schools had to spend as much money on women's sports as men's sports. They're using that to justify this, and it could very well ruin women's sports from this point forward. Great point.
Well, coming up at 8:35, we'll talk to Elizabeth Schultz, a Fairfax County board member who is very concerned about this, and we'll take more of your calls in the second half hour. It is now 8:28.
Chris Plant here, and if you're as sick as I am of listening to the liberal media lie and distort the news to get their favorite candidates elected, I want you to help my friends at the Media Research Center expose them and hold them accountable. Go to tellthetruth2016.org right now and sign up to receive a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker. That website again is tellthetruth2016.org, and the bumper sticker is free. TellTheTruth2016.org.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zim's Max Freeze. Here's Susan from California.
Being an EMT and a triathlete, I wouldn't be able to do it without Zim's Max Freeze.
Zim's Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science.
Every day I'm very grateful to have my Zim's Max Freeze. I love your product. I don't know what I would be doing right now without it, honestly.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zim's Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever.
It's over!
The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
We're going to talk to Elizabeth Schultz, a Fairfax County School Board member, about this letter coming out from the Obama administration saying adopt our transgender policy or else. We'll also take more of your calls in the next half hour. Right now, it's 8:30 time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bayer Advance. The Obama administration is sending out what it calls guidance today to schools nationwide to clarify what's expected of them in protecting the rights of transgender students. The Departments of Education and Justice are jointly sending the directive, reminding school districts that they are obligated to treat transgender students in a way that matches their gender identity. The Republican leadership is waiting to see how far yesterday's big meeting between Donald Trump and Paul Ryan will go toward healing the deep fractures within the party.
At the end of the day, unity was the name of the game. This is not to say there aren't deep differences. There very much are. Paul Ryan, for example, has still not endorsed, and he still very much disagrees with the tone that Trump had taken during the primaries, very much disagrees on really core policy issues from immigration to trade to how to fix the entitlements in this country, Medicare and Social Security.
Correspondent Dana Bash. Meanwhile, Democrat Bernie Sanders concedes he's not the only Democrat who could beat Donald Trump.
I am not here to say that Hillary Clinton can't defeat Donald Trump. I absolutely believe that she can. But I believe, quite honestly, that Bernie Sanders is the stronger candidate.
Sanders continues to campaign hard in hopes of engineering a contested Democratic convention. Metro officials are scrambling to adjust the timetable for the ambitious year-long Safe Track initiative in order to accommodate a demand by the Federal Transit Administration for immediate repairs to several critical stretches of track. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,721, the NASDAQ at 4,737. Sports, the O's rally from five runs down to beat the Tigers for their fifth straight win. The Nats have the night off. They host the Marlins starting tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Jose Fernandez.
Zimmerman can't get to it.
Looking to stay unbeaten against Washington. Bryce Harper.
Dead center. It is gone.
All the Marlins can do is look in amazement. Perfect record versus fence record. Hit for the social cycle. Nationals Marlins. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Masson 2.
Hey, baseball, great.
This National Military Appreciation Month moment is brought to you by University of Maryland University College. This week is Public Service Recognition Week. Since 1985, this week has recognized the roles and accomplishments of our public servants, including the military, at local, state, regional, and federal levels. As part of this week, communities across America showcase military equipment and pay tribute to service members from U.S. installations. The largest event every year takes place on the National Mall with more than 100 federal agencies.
University of Maryland University College expresses our deepest thanks to all U.S. Armed Forces servicemen and women who dedicate their lives to protect us, our families, and our freedom. You inspire us each and every day to do more. That's why we are constantly evolving programs to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers. We strive to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience and helps you succeed, like our dedicated military and veterans advisors, Veterans Resource Center, Vet Success Club, Veterans Lounge, and more. thank you for your commitment, dedication, and sacrifice. UMUC is proud to join WMAL in saluting the members of our armed forces during Military Appreciation Month. This month, join us to show support and appreciation to the men, women, and families who have dedicated their lives to serve our country. Add your message of thanks at military.umuc.edu/thanks. That's military.umuc.edu/thanks.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Bethesda or Thursday in Tyson's Corner. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66, pretty serious crash here eastbound after 123, but before you get up through to the Beltway, it looks like only the far right lane squeezing by, and the visibility is not great with some of this foggy conditions, so please, everybody, take it easy. Around the Beltway, through Annandale, stop and go past the Little River Turnpike, starting to ease out each direction, approaching the George Washington Parkway. George Washington Parkway, the emergency road repairs with the potholes completed. The first set of delays you'll have is as you pass the overlooks, heavy over the 14th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. The westbound side of the freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel crash quickly cleared. Top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, 270 into Urbana, Hyattstown, and now into Germantown with a bit of stop and go, but nothing reported along the way. And in Loudoun County, still dealing with the crash. If you take eastbound 9 into Hillsboro, the crash is just past Harper's Ferry Road, and they have that closed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Big changes coming, big cool down, especially for the tail into the weekend. 75 today, round of showers, thunder showers, most likely around late morning into the early afternoon. Then by tonight, your Friday night out should be clear. Overnight, we fall to 56. Thunderstorms tomorrow may have some wind and small hail. 73, much cooler, only low 60s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Vienna, 63 in Rockville, 63 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Collins Firm. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
I would like to welcome all of you warmly to our meeting tonight on this debate on adding gender identity to our non-discrimination policy.
You see, that's what happened in Fairfax County when they brought up this topic. I mean, people are angry and they get upset about this. And today comes the news that the Obama administration is sending a letter. It's an intimidating letter being sent from the Department of Justice, the Department of Education, and it goes to every school district, every public school district in the country, and it's called, and I'll use the Chris Plant air quotes here, guidance. It's an implicit threat. Either you adopt what we suggest as a good transgendered bathroom policy and a good transgender policy, or we will, A, cut your federal funding, B, we will take you to court. That's what's happening right now. So every single person, it's not just North Carolina now. It's in your school district. It just landed right in your lap, Mom and Dad. What are you going to do about your kid and this policy? Now, Elizabeth Schultz is a member of the Fairfax County School Board, and she asked questions about that at that hearing in Fairfax County.
Why are we passing the policy before we know what's in it?
Yeah, and Elizabeth Schultz joins us on the line now. Elizabeth, I know you're reading the paper this morning, just like we are. You're looking at these stories that are coming out about this letter going out to every school board in the country. What was your reaction when you saw it?
Well, good morning, Brian and Larry, to America still spelled with a C and not a K yet. I got to tell you, I got a phone call in the middle of a board meeting last night breaking this news to me from the Washington Post and asking me to comment, and I was stunned. I cannot believe in less than a year we've gone from, you know, an implied threat to an explicit threat from the federal government to the 14,000 school districts in the United States of America and the 90,000 school board members that you will comply with what Barack Obama's administration decrees, and I'm waving my fingers in the air with quotation marks, decrees,
yeah.
And without the force of law. That's what's, you know, what everybody's missing. There is no force of law here, but they're going to threaten Title I funds to school districts around the nation. Now, let me explain to you, the money that they're threatening is the money that is meant for the nation's poorest, hungriest kids. That is your lunch money for your poor kids. That is the money that is meant to assist and aid poor kids. So he's saying, if you don't force transgender bathroom use in your districts, in your bathrooms, in your locker rooms, we're taking the poorest money, the poorest kids' money away from you. It is absolutely gobsmacking, jaw-dropping federal overreach to the maximum extent.
Yeah,
but I have to say, I this is exactly what I said was going to happen. I said it last May and June, and I said, "Watch out! If somebody doesn't stand in the way and say no, the federal government is not going to overreach into individual school districts. Watch out."
Yeah.
And here we are.
And I got to say, I mean, Elizabeth Schultz, basically to use a Democrat's talking point, the Obama administration is, they are holding poor kids hostage to push their transgender locker room policies on everyone. That's really what they're doing by threatening this funding, isn't it?
They absolutely are. And in Fairfax County, we have a $2.7 billion operating budget plus capital budget. We spend almost $3 billion annually, which is more than 150 nations on Earth GDP.
Mm-hmm.
And 42 million of that is federal funds.
Yeah.
It's 1.56%. I would gladly give up 1.56% to not have a federal noose around my neck and walk away from the golden handcuff of federal funds to stop this. And where is whose liberty, whose rights trump another? As we've done this LMNOP of expanding non-discrimination rights and lifted everyone out, now what happens to religious liberty?
Hey,
what happens to evangelical, Catholic, right, Muslim students?
Oh no, you can't pray in the school, but this you can do.
Yeah, but they have a right to privacy in the bathroom.
I wouldn't be surprised if many schools, your district won't do it because you've got Ryan McElveen there and all of his pals,
and he would have a heart attack if you suggested
but,
otherwise.
But I wouldn't be surprised if some schools in some states, this is the tipping point, and this is actually what will bring down the Federal Board of Education more than any Republican suggesting they should shut it down. I think states are going to start saying, keep your money. Keep your money, Washington, D.C. We're on our own. Let me ask you this.
But they can still be sued. That's the other part of it. It's not just the federal funding.
Under the Civil Rights Act.
They can take you to court, and then you got all the legal fees you have to defend yourself.
So, based on...
I welcome that. I welcome that.
I bet. Based on your understanding of this law, and I know that you studied it quite a bit, under Title IX, that they're employing here to suggest that you're sexually discriminating by not allowing people...
From 1972.
Go into the locker room of their choice. If a transgendered girl, a boy who was born a boy but now identifies as a girl, wants to play on the girls' basketball team in Fairfax County, if you say no, you can't do that because it wouldn't be fair competitively based on your genetic makeup, would you be discriminated against that person? Would that be subject to this lawsuit?
I will tell you that that is the next thing that's coming, and it's already happened in other states around the country, where they basically eviscerated all the way up to the state level the meaning of high school sports by sex or gender, and completely, and it's coming to the Olympics. I'm predicting that what you're watching is the ironic end of women's sports, because they're using Title IX to employ this, and it is in fact undermining the whole of women's sports and youth athletics as we know it at the high school level.
Well, Elizabeth Schultz, a voice of reason on the Fairfax County School Board, the only voice of reason. Elizabeth, thank you for joining us. We greatly appreciate your addition to our conversation here this morning.
Thanks, guys.
It is now 8:44. Listen, we want to take more of your calls on this. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. This impacts you, Mom and Dad. What are you going to do? We'll take your calls in just a moment. Right now, it is time for this.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
You trying to figure out what to do this weekend? Well, here's what you should do. You should go to Ted Britt Automotive and check out their incredible selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. They've got a wide selection. In fact, one of the biggest selections around. Plus, they're also offering an incredible, incredible sales event, the Memorial Day sales event, at all nine great Northern Virginia locations for Ted Britt Automotive. You're going to save with prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition. And they've got incredible 1,200 vehicles in stock right now. They also have this great, great plan. If you do, when you do end up buying a car from Ted Britt, you know that you're going to be secure with your choice because they've got Ted Britt for life. Now, that guarantees that your car is always taken care of. And isn't that what you want? I mean, I know you're going to take care of your car and your truck that you buy from Ted Britt Automotive, but, you know, things happen. So who else is going to be there to take care of it? Well, Ted Britt will take care of it. They're going to guarantee that that car is taken care of. Every single vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. Go schedule your next service with them so you can just see a little sampling of their incredible service, dedication, and their integrity. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
It's 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading into Vienna, 66 with a serious crash. If you head eastbound, this will affect you. Eastbound before the Beltway, only the right lane slowly getting by. This accident involves an overturned box truck. I'm already looking at delays that begin before 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, so that's what's up ahead. If you are coming in from, say, Manassas, Centerville, no delays there this morning. It's once you get up to the crash. You'll hit that volume. Better news in Loudoun County, cleared. All lanes have been reopened, but still a lot of activity. Eastbound Route 9 into Hillsboro, east of Harper Ferry Road. That had been closed for quite a while with accident cleanup. Heading in through town, 395, great off the Beltway. First set of delays, Pentagon into town. DC 295, it's been about the volume, but nothing reported along the way. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front's on the march. Temperatures will cool down by tomorrow morning. Varying amounts of clouds this morning. Showers come in for the west late morning, early afternoon, 75 degrees. Those showers should be gone by this evening, then clear tonight, 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 58 degrees, 847.
It's spring, and the weather can't decide what it's doing. Call Home Air Services for up to a $1,700 rebate on a new Linux system. Home Air Services can help keep your home comfortable. Call 301-984-0161 today. License number 9504.
All right, so there is a letter going out to school boards all over the country from the Obama administration, the Department of Justice, the Department of Education, saying adopt our transgender bathroom policies and our transgender policies, or, well, it'd be a real shame if you lost your federal funding. It'd be a real shame if we had to drag you into court over all this, but we will. That means that it's no longer theoretical, folks. If you have a kid in a public school, this is an issue that impacts you. Randy in Gaithersburg, you're on with Brian and Larry. What are you going to do?
Morning, guys. Yeah, I just wanted to point out, I think that almost every school I've ever been in, either as a student or an adult, has what I would call single-occupancy bathrooms. They're usually reserved for, you know, teachers or staff. But it seems like if you just had a student that went to the administration and said, hey, I'm gender confused or I'm transgender, they would get permission to just use that restroom where there's no consequences.
Well,
they
see, in, now see, that actually makes a lot of sense, but you can't do that, you see, Randy, because then that would be requiring the transgendered snowflakes to use a separate but equal facility, and that's not going to be allowed under this policy.
I guess. Even in the commercial world, like retail, they could just have signage. You could require stores to put signs up to say they have family restrooms.
Right.
And that way, transgenders would just say, hey, I'm going to use this place because I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable, or I don't want to be uncomfortable. It just seems like a logical solution.
Randy, and you bring up a great point, because, you know, what's lost in all of this, sadly, because the Obama administration has a radical agenda that they're trying to force down the American people's throats and divide us even further over something that is really not something that's in the forefront of everyone's mind. Lost in all of this is the sad fact of the matter that there are teenagers out there who are going through some really, really tough, confusing times, and maybe they are having some sort of gender confusion, and I can't imagine how difficult that must be. Imagine the pressures in high school when you already knew who you were, and you already recognized who you were, and you felt comfortable in your own skin. Imagine what these kids are going through, and they are now being used as a political ping pong to get smashed across the table. Instead of actually treating them with respect and compassion, they're being exploited by the Obama administration, and it is disgusting.
It is now 8:50.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zims Max Freeze. Here's Annie from Virginia.
I love Zims because it helps with whatever is sore, and Zims uses all these good ingredients.
Zims Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science. And Howard from Indiana says,
oh, I love it. I would tell the world about Max Freeze. It's helped us. I'm sure it will help a lot of other people.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zims Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
I've been reporting a lot about prescription drug problems lately, but there is a surprising twist in all this. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Millions of Americans use benzodiazepine drugs. They're a class of sedatives that include Xanax, Valium, Ativan, Klonopin. They help with anxiety, insomnia, and mood disorders. Benzos are involved in about 30% of prescription drug overdose deaths, second only to opioids, which were involved in nearly 70% of overdose deaths. That's according to the CDC. But researchers at Albert Einstein College of Medicine say the percentage of adults who filled a benzodiazepine prescription is up about 30% over the last decade, and that the overdose death rate with benzos has more than quadrupled. It could be that people were taking higher doses, or perhaps they were combining it with other meds, illegal drugs, or alcohol. That is called stacking, and it is always, no matter the drug, a terrible idea. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to purewater411.com. That's purewater411.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruprelli at the Cascades Center for Dental Health. You can call me Dr. R, like most of my longtime patients do. Here at the Cascades Center, we've been transforming patients' fear of the dentist into amazing smiles for years. No matter how long it's been since you've seen the dentist, our no fear, no pain, no lecture approach has changed the lives of people who now think of us as family. From the moment you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascades Center for Dental Health difference. Kind, friendly people who only want to help you smile. And with sedation dentistry, you can comfortably sleep your way to that perfect smile in as little as one day. There's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Accept no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. R, or Dr. Haggard personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Need transportation information? Reach a Ride can help. If you need transportation assistance in D.C., suburban Maryland, or the Northern Virginia areas, check out reacharide.org. If you've ever felt unable to get to the grocery store, a doctor appointment, work, school, or just plain out of the house, this information service is for you. With one click or one call, Reach a Ride's website and hotline database can provide information on services ranging from public transit, curb-to-curb service, to private taxi service, and tell you who can accommodate specialized needs, including wheelchairs, gurneys, and escorted travel. Get back out there with greater mobility and more choices than ever before. Visit reacharide.org today. That's reacharide.org. Or call toll-free 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE. That's 1-855-732-2427. Phone assistance is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in English and Spanish. Reach a Ride. Furnished by the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments National Capital Region Transportation Planning Board.
It is 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Tammy Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
What has been mostly an easy commute, some late problems. 66 out of Gainesville, you're wide open until just after the Fairfax County Parkway. Keep alert. That's where the delays are starting to begin, to the crash before the Beltway, with only one lane getting by, overturned box truck involved in that one. 395 still jammed to get across the 14th Street Bridge into town. It puts the pressure still on the George Washington Parkway as well to get over the 14th Street Bridge. Car fire reported in Germantown on 270. And with a lot of this commute, I'm still looking through foggy conditions. So please be careful, low beams, and allow plenty of braking distance. Germantown, southbound 270 at 118. Watch for the response there. No late problems, Maryland. Top side of the Beltway with some of the volume. Blue and yellow lines, still residual delays. No longer single tracking at King Street. Update brought to you by HERE Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with HERE Maps. It's the free app. Has maps for the entire world. Offline, turn-by-turn navigation means you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at HERE.com/maps. Now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front's on the march. Temperatures will cool down by tomorrow morning. Varying amounts of clouds this morning. Showers come in from the west late morning, early afternoon, 75 degrees. A shower should be gone by this evening, then clear tonight, 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's currently 59 degrees, 8:56.
Come continue the celebration of Blues Alley's 50th year in Washington, D.C. May and June brings us the classic jazz artists John Pizzarelli and Jane Monheit. May 19th through the 22nd, guitarist slash vocalist John Pizzarelli is back at Blues Alley.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know.
A true classic in the style of his idol, Nat King Cole, Pizzarelli harkens back to the times of the speakeasy.
Irresistible force such as you meets an old immovable object.
Then Jane Monheit returns to the Alley June 2nd through the 5th, celebrating one of her idols, Ella Fitzgerald. That's John Pizzarelli and Jane Monheit, only at Blues Alley, specializing in Creole cuisine. For tickets, call 202-337-4141. That's 202-337-4141. Or for online ticketing, go to bluesalley.com.
Hey, DC, guess which airline added more nonstop flights than any other out of Reagan National last year? Okay, here's a hint. It's the only airline that doesn't try and stick you with hidden fees. Nothing? Here's another clue. Its colors are red, blue, and yellow, and it saves you tons of green. For more clues, go to southwest.com. More nonstops than ever, zero hidden fees. That's transparency.
Based on comparing schedules published as of 2/12/16 via DME for year-end 4/2015 to year-end 4/2016.
Hi, this is Johnny Holiday for the Yellow Ribbon Fund. The Yellow Ribbon Fund, the Washington area's premier nonprofit supporting injured service members and their families. We'll be hosting our annual golf tournament July the 11th at Army Navy Country Club. How about joining us for a great day of golf and camaraderie with many of our injured heroes? Sponsorships and foursomes are available now. For information, go to yellowribbonfund.org. That's yellowribbonfund.org.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. It's the $100,000 Road Trip Giveaway. Sundays in May, you could win free slot play, trips to Tropicana Las Vegas Resort, or the grand prize, a Toyota Tacoma on May 29th. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Hey, Maryland, want incredibly low prices on more than 400 styles of high-quality floors? Then see the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators before Tuesday, and we'll cover the sales tax on everything in our stores. We've got incredibly low prices on beautiful hardwood, bamboo, laminate, vinyl, and more, starting at just 69 cents. Plus, the sales tax is on us, but only until Tuesday. When you want quality hardwood, trust the flooring experts and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you. Valid in Maryland locations only, May 11th to May 17th, 2016.
Well, coming up on Monday, Joe DeGeneva, and I'm sure we'll be continuing to discuss the topic of the last hour.
Yeah, we might talk about it in 8 hours on Washington's Driver 5. We'll also take up the story of Hillary Clinton using an unsecured phone line. Here comes Chris Plant. What restroom are you using today, Chris?
Hey, Chris. The nation's going to break into a spontaneous rendition of a chorus line later this afternoon. Everyone's going to have to learn the high kick. I want to ask parents, teachers, students, straight, gay, trans, is this a civil rights issue? Is this something that needs to be fixed? And what do you have to say to the White House